And there was a firefight!
All right, welcome everybody, Capes and Scales, episode 41!
Woo!
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Wow, that's really loud on there. Okay. Well, it's another episode. Nothing fancy about it. We're going to get right into it. I'm Tim.
Cliff.
Olivia.
Jameson.
Schuster.
Rashid.
Joe.
And there's a ton of people in here, and it's really goddamn hot, but we're going to keep plugging away at these things. So,
see, I thought you were going to say plowing ahead, and I was like, that's ironic, because I wish there was snow right now. Keep talking.
So, if you haven't, you can check out at Levelheaded Lunacy. LVL is the level in the name. He is the White War Wolf on Twitch. That is Rich. He is our good friend. He is always doing streaming. Make sure you check him out. He's going to iron out a schedule soon and really plug away at it.
Destiny and Overwatch are his games. And
yep.
He loves, has the hashtag Don Friary Gun of Justice.
Yes, he does. And I was on there last night, actually. It ended up being until like 2 in the morning, watching him play games and talking about Dokken, which is kind of strange, I know. I tried to get Dokken in. They wouldn't do it. Come on, Dokken.
We know you don't have anything better to do. And maybe we can make one of those songs a hit.
Come on, Cliff.
Are we reaching? We're not that big yet. We can't make Dokken successful.
No, I'm afraid.
All right.
Sorry, Dokken.
I tried.
It's only the second time I've heard of him. The first time was from, again, you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry twice, then. So let's dive into the news, I guess. Unless you guys want to tell me how you are, it's a lot of people. How are all you people?
Good.
It's hot.
Hot.
I've been living under a rock, like I said. So I'm really just here for moral support.
Patrick Star type so. Rock. He's not dying.
I'm not dying. I'm not being suffocated or crushed or anything like those rocks.
Hey, SpongeBob. That's not just pops in my head. No, yeah, it's I also live in Cherry Hill, so I live under a rock because this seems to be a very bustling area around here.
Yeah, I just moved from this area now. I'm very sad. I'm still going to go to the comic book store.
Which 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
Thank you. Yeah. But I'm moving to Philly soon. I'm really excited about it.
It's nice. Also a Pokestop.
Yeah. That's had at least 3 lure modules on since I got here.
Yeah, no, we know what we're doing.
It's strange. It's like it's always got a lure module.
It's very weird. You should go.
And sometimes Angela's gets turned on, too.
Angelo's is a diner, by the way.
Which is amazing. Angelo's
and
diner.
Sometimes Angelo gets turned on when the lure's on.
Correct.
He does a little dance.
He lives upstairs.
Oh, Angelo, will you learn? We're going to get a cease and desist letter.
You're just going to get a
you with
diner.
Your coffee. Yes. Please don't come back over here ever again.
Oldest diner.
Get a free Pokemon with every cup of coffee.
Mm, true.
I would totally sit there all day. Sorry. It's kind of like someone said, free crack? I was like, huh, what?
Free not crack.
Well, just one crack. You don't want too many.
Yeah. Too many of the cracks, and then
right.
All of a sudden you can't walk to play Pokemon.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we'll get into the news. The 2016 Primetime Emmy nominations were announced. The reason that is interesting is because a bunch of the comic-themed things got nominated. Jessica Jones was nominated for Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Music.
Nice. Whoa.
And Outstanding Main Title Design. Meaning, the show is whatever, but they really like the intro.
I don't even remember the intro.
I remember the music
the
was great.
I don't remember.
I liked it,
yeah.
The purple.
Purple.
Daredevil got nominated for Outstanding Sound Editing. Whoopee-doo. And this one, I can't see them losing. Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a drama series, limited series, or movie. I can't think of anything else that can top that. Gotham.
Maybe, that one show, it was kind of terrible, but the action was cool. Into the Badlands. Show was awful, but the fighting was incredible.
Where they were like modern technology, with the exception of any form of weaponry.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeves.
No one had figured out how to kill someone with this.
Yeah, but we still have sleeves.
Yeah.
So, Gotham was also nominated for the same category. I can't see that beating Daredevil. Gotham was also nominated for Outstanding Cinematography for a Single Camera Series, and Fear the Walking Dead, of all things, got nominated for that short that they did that they spliced in between everything, Flight 462?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, whatever.
Does anybody ever watch Gotham?
No.
I watched the first episode and was really sad that I watched an hour of it.
Yeah, I feel like nobody that reads comics watches that show.
But everybody that doesn't read comics loves it.
Yeah. Because they feel like it makes them know stuff about comics.
Right.
So if you have a friend who watches Gotham, they'll be very excited to know that the next season will feature the Court of Owls.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's what makes me actually want to watch it. I saw the preview with the owl mask when I was like, I might watch that, but I'm not going to look at, any of the seasons before. I'm not going
to listen to it. I will listen to it with my back to it.
Holding a mirror, facing the television.
I'm going to make this complicated for some reason.
Did you love it when Batman fought the Court of Owls? Well, get ready for Jim Gordon to do it. Like, I'm not spiced up about it, I guess.
And before
hashtag Spice Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag
Spice. Absolutely.
What'd you get?
Yeah, hashtag fingers. did everybody hear it? I hope the mics pick up the... There it is.
Is there a lot of treble on this? It's the treble. I don't care if that's funny to whoever's listening. That was fun as shit to do.
The podcast has grown. We get to do physical comedy now. And before we move away from the primetime Emmys, just so you know, the most nominations went to Game of Thrones.
Of course it did.
What?
With 27?
Something obnoxious like that.
And they're going to win like 20 of them.
Yeah, correct. And Mr. Robot got a bunch of them as well.
Again, anybody watching that show?
I don't know anybody.
I've never met anybody, but everything I've read online, like when I go to io9.com,
I want to see relevant Christian Slater.
Watch the latest season of Archer. But that's different. I know. But like, is it
a little?
It's about robot. No.
It's about like a hacker. I'm only like 4 or 5 episodes in, so
I really wanted to watch it, but there was other TV on at that time, and I just haven't gotten around to catching up to it.
It looks like V for Vendetta with hacking.
Almost
what it's like to me.
What is it, like sociopathic or something? Like he's almost like a robot because he really doesn't show emotion.
There's no personal, like people skills.
Yeah.
Like he's very just robotic and.
Yeah.
I thought he was an actual robot from watching the trailer.
But yeah, they take like a lot of stuff from like Anonymous and like current events and everything. It's pretty good. I would recommend checking it out.
Alright, and now we get to talk about a fun topic. Sequels in comic books. Because The Lost Boys is getting a sequel in comic book form from DC. It'll be part of Vertigo, so it'll have a shot. Tim Seeley's going to write it. He did Revival. He's done a lot of stuff, but he has done horror books like Revival. It's going to come out right before Halloween. The artist is Scott Godlewski, which is the artist from Copperhead from Image. Yep. And then Plan 9 from Outer Space. How old is that movie? 50s, right? That is getting a sequel as well in comic book form called Plan 10 from Outer Space.
Was that the Ed Wood?
Sure.
I believe it was Ed Wood.
Yeah.
It's really old. It's 50s.
Yeah. There's a robot with like Fun Arms?
No, that's...
Fun Arms?
No, that is...
I love your
is that Lost in Space?
That's Lost in Space.
Oh, the Danger...
Danger Will Robinson. Yeah.
Fun Arms.
I love that you knew what he was talking about.
Right.
That was brilliant.
Starring Matt LeBlanc.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the movie. Gary Oldman.
Correct.
That guy. Yeah.
So,
Fight Club
2 just happened, and that was a pretty big success. Most people who read it liked it.
Now, is that the number 2 or T-O-O? Like Fight
it's
Club
the number.
Also? Or like the
number
second
two.
One?
The number.
Okay.
Fight
the
Club
number.
And addendum.
Fight, well, Fight Club.
That's what I'm
oh, you. Yeah. do you guys care about this at all? Do you guys like it? Do you not like it when they make sequels of things that have never been in comic book form? Usually you'll get, like, you used to always get back in the 80s and 90s, like, the movie adaptation, like, 3 issues of Darkman. You knew I was bringing up Darkman.
Yeah.
So, how do you guys feel about it? I like and dislike it. If it's done well, it's kind of good, but, like, for the most part, if I like a property, I just kind of want it to be whatever it is in the movie or TV universe.
Lost Boys was the vampire
Yes.
Corey Haim Feldman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, sorry. Never watched it.
I just haven't jumped into it. Because I really like Firefly, and I see, like, all the Firefly comics come out. So, you know, just to, like, you know, get your Firefly fix. Mm. But I've never actually just dove in to just read it to see what it is.
I can't believe they haven't done more of that with how much people want it. Yeah. It just seems crazy.
I would say, like, with what you were saying, like, the one... I never really heard of the movie, but you said it came out, like, in the 50s or something like
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Plan 9 from Outer Space. It came out 50 years ago. It doesn't seem like any of that creative team is, like, alive or
I would assume they're not involved.
To make this, like, real... It's just, like, sharing a name. I can't really call it a sequel. It's not even a spiritual successor because that... So means, like, to me that the same kind of creative team was behind it. This is just somebody using a name of
something. They're just riding the wave of it.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of like Battleship it's not like a sequel to me.
I feel like that wave's run out, though. Yes. It was 70 years ago.
That wave has crested and fallen. Right.
No, yeah, it's, oh, man. Does anyone watch CinemaSins on YouTube?
No.
Occasionally.
They just have a counter. Yeah, they have a counter that just tears me apart. Actually, I'd never seen the movie about I use it to watch movies where I was like, I'm never going to watch this. But it's kind of like a quick way to watch it because they just show clips of the movies. And I watched the one for Battleship, and Liam Neeson actually doesn't do anything in that entire movie.
He doesn't need
to. He's not on the boat. Like he's like at a command center giving them orders. Like, he never actually does anything. So I was like, I'm really happy I never saw that.
So he's like on a phone essentially.
Yeah.
Because anytime he's on the phone, he normally means business for somebody.
Well, if you're Albanian, but like in this movie, absolutely nothing. I was very disappointed.
That movie was on one time when I came in. My kids were watching it. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I don't know. We're just watching this movie. And like they watch it, and I let them watch it a little more, and I just kind of come back in. And I'm like. Was based off a board game, and I just disappeared.
See, so, like, if there was a Battleship to the comic book, no, I don't want to read it. But if there was, like, a Taken 4, I'll read the shit out of that. Like, that's... If it's the right properties. Like
and I think it does matter that the actual people are involved. Like, Fight Club 2 was written by the guy who wrote Fight Club.
Right. What about Pacific Rim 3, the comic book?
I don't know, because I kind of want to see visuals of giant robots breaking stuff.
I also want the sequel to Pacific Rim before I get the third one.
You know, I think a good medium.
You're greedy.
You're asking for a lot now.
Would be like, you know, video games I like that never got a sequel. Like, I'd love to see those in comic book form just to see some stories, like, you know, articulated a little bit more. Things that didn't get the funding that I wanted to. Like, there was this game called, like, a Japanese game called, like, Vanquish. The story was kind of weak, but, like, the concept of it was cool enough that I would read a comic about that. And that's where I think that medium could really strive or shine, but, like, who's like, fuck yeah, I was waiting for this Plan 9 from Outer Space comic for like 50 years.
Yeah.
Like, who is that person?
Your great-grandfather.
Someone like trying to resurrect it from the past.
There's going
to
be like nursing home exclusive variant covers.
Someone who's a really big fan of like Mystery Science Theater 3000, they're pumped for that sequel.
That's what I mean. Like, if you like say you're excited about it, I think you're lying.
It's like the hipster thing. Like, you know, this is so cool because it was from 70 years ago and I'm the only one that knew about it.
See, what I was just about to say before you said that, that now I feel self-conscious about, was H.P. Lovecraft novels. I would love to get sequels to those stories.
Yes.
Like, I'm a huge fan of the mythos. Like, if you did, like, just a sequel
Eldritch Horror.
Just like the Call of Cthulhu 2. Like, just keep going with the mythos in a way that he didn't, like...
Call of Cthulhu 2. Returned.
Yeah.
His stuff is still culturally relevant, though, I feel like. You know,
it's Plan 9 is not...
I've never heard of that.
No. Never heard of that? No. It is one of the bigger sci-fi movies from that era. So Max from Superliminal Films, who is genuinely pumped for this, he may get this, but it's probably not good, Max. You're probably going to regret it.
Kind of like you said, it's a very niche audience that it's kind of targeting.
Speaking of Superliminal Films, they had a new episode drop today. I'm on it. I forgot to mention that.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, I was on there, and we talked about Fan4Stick. They forced me. It was terrible, but it was fun because I was with them. It was a good time.
I still want that time of my life back.
You're never going to get it. I did it voluntarily. I knew.
The most recent one?
Yeah, it's awful. Let's not talk about it. Let's not.
Can we talk about Rick and Morty getting no primetime Emmy nominations?
They didn't get any?
Zero.
What?
Yeah.
See,
I just got in that show like 4 months ago, and I literally probably watched each season 3 times each. Like,
yeah.
It's so good. Like, the animation is insane.
The animation, the plots, the subplots.
which also has a comic that Kyle Starks occasionally writes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
I did want to start checking out that comic.
The guy that writes Sex Castle writes Rick and Morty.
Nice.
I might actually have to pick up Sex Castle now.
I've been saying this.
You've been saying it for months, but you never told me that he writes for Rick and Morty.
He also was writing Invader Zim.
I'm not a fan of that.
Grr! Sorry, that was just appropriate timing. Keep talking.
All right, and moving on to my last little bit of news. The early projections for Suicide Squad. Did anybody hear about this?
Was it 120?
It's garbage.
It's 125 million domestically is what they feel it's on track to make.
Wait, it opened?
No, it comes out August 5th.
So how? Where are they getting these numbers from?
I guess pre-sales?
Pre-sale
I don't know.
Estimations.
Oh, okay.
So they think
that
would be the biggest?
It will be the biggest. It will be the record for August, which currently is held by Guardians of the Galaxy at 94.3 million. Now, if you remember when Guardians came out, nobody knew the property, nobody knew the characters, and it made a boatload of money. So if they're thinking this is going to make more...
I don't think Suicide Squad has like the same broadband appeal that Guardians have.
But here's my thing, and this applies to Deadpool as well. Harley Quinn, Deadpool. Yep. It appeals to so many people who don't follow comics hardcore.
Hot Topic, like, audience is going to be, like, you know, the Jack Skellington crowd, like, all those people, all about the Joker, all about Harley Quinn. And then when you, like, pair that with the movie star appeal that it has of having a Jared Leto, Will Smith, and a Margot Robbie, however you say that, it's probably going to do better than Guardians.
I feel like the marketing for it's been really on point.
It's got more of a fun appeal, kind of like Guardians in a way.
Which I feel like started after the Dawn of Justice opening. I feel like a lot of the promos have been very cheeky and haha, like, because they're like, oh my god.
The sound clips are good, but like every time I see the preview, like, and when I'm in the movies or the trailer, I still just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just happy I get to hear Queen.
Right. I like Queen and the other song. Ballroom Blitz.
There you go.
I love listening to both those songs in the trailers, and that's what I like the most about it. But the movie, I don't understand what they're actually attempting to accomplish.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea where the movie seems to be going, and I don't care.
Yeah, I care about Killer Croc, Deadshot, and Harley Quinn because they're A, the Batman villains, and B, the ones that I know. The rest, I'm like, oh yeah.
But for me, like, I already have a Deadshot from Arrow.
Yeah, and he was pretty
and
good.
He was awesome. Really and good. Will Smith has really fallen off for me with like all of his more recent stuff, so I don't care that it's Will Smith.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. That's all I can think of. Tell the truth.
It's something that passes the time until Doctor Strange comes out.
Yeah,
there you go.
There
it is.
Oh my god, that everything.
Right, but for me, that's Star Trek comes out next week.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'm really excited for Jason Bourne at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I've never seen
weirdly so
one
much.
I love the three Matt Damon ones, and the one with Jeremy Renner is not very good compared to the other ones.
So wait, are they playing the same, like, that's the thing I didn't get. Are they the same guy?
No.
They were like
they're
Jeremy
different.
Renner, and then it seemed like
he was in a
he was in the
same. He was on Mars, so they got the other guy.
He was.
It seems like it was the thing from 21 Jump Street, or 22 Jump Street at the end, where they replaced Jonah Hill with Seth Rogen for like one of the fake movies, and he was like back for the next one.
So Jeremy Renner was in like a parallel training facility, but his whole character is based off meds that made him better. They've subjected like Matt Damon's training group to just like rigorous physical activity, beat them down, and like forced them to become better.
Strand them on Mars.
Right.
That was a very rigorous.
Yeah, he had to learn how to grow.
Yeah.
You know, potatoes.
Yep. Nice. Thank you.
But I'm really excited
was pretty
for
good
that.
Though.
With
it was hilarious too. That's why I won for best comedy. No.
The Martian was great.
Yeah, it was.
Martian was
but
great.
Best comedy. I thought that was really weird.
I
we're just kind of so pissed about that.
I'm
so angry.
Saw The Martian. And I actually recently just saw Interstellar, which also has Matt Damon in it. And I feel like he had to make The Martian to make up for how shitty of a person he was in Interstellar.
Which was also a weird turn where it's like, it's the end of the universe. Fuck you, guy. I don't know, it's just really weird.
It made me feel really weird about that movie. It was a very weird subplot to it. And I was like, didn't his spacesuit kind of look the same?
Yeah.
It was kind of
legit,
I gotta redeem myself so people don't fucking hate me for this.
See, I didn't see Interstellar. I thought it just looked dumb. Personally.
Yeah.
I had no interest in it. But for you saying that Matt Damon was playing like an asshole in it, that's strange for him.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah.
in all the movies, he's always like usually the good guy or like Matt the comic Damon. Relief.
Matt oh yeah. Damon. Speaking of which, spoiler alert for Interstellar. Okay.
little late.
No, it was right on time.
Is that not
it's
how
fine.
Spoilers work?
I mean, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, right.
That's like anything after a year, 10 months. That's very.
I kind of want to get a T-shirt that says, "All right, I'm not gonna stand on the mic because I don't want anyone to punch Tim in an email." All right. Dies. I just want to get that as a shirt.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And
yeah,
I just
dies. Just walk around it. I just want to get that as a shirt. Because people still like, I'll be talking with somebody and be like, yeah, it was really cool when they shot. Everyone's like, hey, man. I'm like, dude, you had all the time in the world to go see that movie. Like, honest to God. Has everyone in the room seen it? Oh, I'm such a dick.
No.
Star Wars? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Jesus.
But it's like the spoiled. One time where nobody spoiled anything on the internet.
See,
like,
I thought you were going Game of Thrones. For what, Star Wars?
Yeah.
I was. Reddit, like the week leading up to it, was just, and every subreddit was being infiltrated. With like, it would say like, oh, like a normal like subreddit link for it, you'd click on it and then spoilers for it.
See, I got spoiled for it, but it didn't ruin the movie for me.
Yeah, no.
The same thing was really good.
I will say the moment that it's about to happen, you're kind of just like, that's going to happen. But no, I didn't get spoiled. I tried to dive a lot into spoilers, and I didn't get spoiled at all.
I cut myself off from the internet if I want to see something that badly. And I mean, watching that movie, like maybe 20 minutes before it happens, I'm like, oh, that's totally happening. Yeah. It absolutely is. The feel, everything, it's totally happening.
I hated that people were saying that for months beforehand. Oh, he's gonna die. I'm just like, you don't know. And the fact that it happened kind of just made me go,
well, we didn't say his name yet, right? Did we say that?
Characters die in movies.
Yeah, yes. All the time.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you're just desensitized.
You expect your favorite character to die?
Yeah.
And usually in, like, a cool fashion?
Yeah, except for Arya. If he kills Arya, I will literally throw my TV on the floor. But otherwise, yeah, I'm fine.
Spoiler alert, she's dead.
We are so filming you watching Game of Thrones now, just in case that happens.
Well, it's kind of like where I'm going when I live here, because I do thoroughly enjoy comic books, but when I leave here, I'm going to have beers with my other male friends and get into a FIFA video game tournament. Yeah! But,
that actually sounds like fun.
It actually is a lot of fun. Where it's funny because my girlfriend, who's 8 years younger than me, is always just like, so what do you and your friends do? And I'm like, we sit around and play video games. Or I sit around and I talk about comics. I just kind of sit around and just do things that are fun.
Except for when you're walking from here to Harrisburg.
Yeah. I think if I GPS Harrisburg, I might have walked that distance.
That's
but,
amazing.
No, yeah. So then, like, going to do FIFA. FIFA is crack.
You said 74 kilometers, right?
Yep.
That's like 40 miles.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm kind of like the chubby Forrest Gump of Pokemon Go.
You've almost gotten Ocean City from here.
Yeah, actually. Now I think about it, it's like 48 miles from
it's,
here.
Yeah, 45, 46 miles from here.
That's not bad.
You'll get there tonight. Good job.
I will, especially if I keep it on the car, but...
Idle from here to wherever you're going.
Yeah, I'll just literally never hit the gas and just go 5 miles an hour the entire way.
Right.
I'll probably run out of gas before I even hit the highway, but...
Who cares about the people behind you honking?
Shut up, I'm catching Pokemon! You know, I should just get a bumper sticker that just says, pass me, I'm catching Pokemon.
Catching them all.
I see cops, especially like the last like 3 times that I've been up to the store to get comics or see him. I've seen cops, and they're not looking at their speedometer. They're not looking at their... dials or the TV screens, they're literally just holding the wheel, looking out, looking to see if people are playing the game on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the easiest ticket you can write in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I think the taillight's the easiest ticket.
Okay.
That's just me. Because like,
maintenance of lamps, yes. 39-3-7. I know, because it's $43 with tax. Gotten it 4 times. One time I forgot to pay it, and if you do, they arrest you.
Hmm. Yeah.
Called a bench warrant. I remember getting arrested and my ex being in the car going, what did you do? And I'm like, I had a freaking taillight out. I don't know. Like, literally, that was it. So, pay your tickets, kids.
Man.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Matt oh my Damon. God, you're Matt my new favorite Damon. Person.
Yeah. When I'm free and not, you know, when I'm out on bail. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All of you are too. Well,
maybe he'll bail you out.
I would bail you out if that's the story.
Thank you.
You're totally getting bailed out.
Yep, my friends had to. I actually one time got arrested while I was working at Wawa for a back ticket I didn't pay. Made the copper sandwich. She goes out to a car, runs all the license plates to the parking lot, comes back in and goes, "Are you Jameson McCune?" And I'm like, "Pretty sure I am." And she was like, "You are under arrest." And I go, "Ha ha, was the sandwich that bad?" I literally said that because I was totally not thinking she was serious. And then apron on and everything, cuffs me in the vestibule. I was the manager at the time, and I was like, "Hey, call the GM. I'm going to jail." And it was like, I worked overnight. It was like 3 in the morning, and I had to call my friends, and I'm like, "You have to come to Evesham Township Building and bail me out." They're like, "Dude, what'd you do? Did you punch a cop?" And I'm like,
"I made them a really shitty sandwich."
Yep, exactly. But yeah, it turns out that was another maintenance of lamps. Because it's like $40. I'm gonna like, "Oh, thanks, officer." I'm like, "I'll get to this never." And then like,
you just reminded me. I totally did that about 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Philly. Yeah, I got a parking violation.
Is that where you've been? You weren't under a rock.
I think parking's different. I can ignore those.
Yeah. I can ignore it.
Yeah, parking you can ignore. Right.
I should pay it, though.
No, yeah, you definitely should pay it. Right.
Or eventually they'll tow you.
Yeah, because then if they see your car. But, like, if you don't pay a traffic or a moving violation.
A cop ticket.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good way to put it, a cop ticket. Then if they read your tags, it'll pop up in the bench warrant. Like, they won't knock on your door, come to your house. Like, you're not that much of a, like, "We need to get him." But, like, if they casually see you,
that's not
like,
really, they put that's not really that else. True.
So now I'm just making all the shittiest sandwiches.
No, they will come and find you.
Oh, jeez. That sounds even more terrifying. But yeah, so Matt Damon, not great in Interstellar, I guess. I guess we had to sum up, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And also find Lost Boys 2 on comic stands soon.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe just don't. Maybe don't do it.
Okay, don't do
just
it.
Just pay your parking tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where your money needs to go.
And write donation on the check. They love that.
Yeah. Stay away from drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Anything else?
Yeah.
No more than one crack.
No, no more than one crack. That's the lesson we've learned. More than one crack, you can't catch Pokemon.
No, I mean, I guess not. I mean, I
he wasn't here for that.
I always stick. I just stick to one crack a day anyway because it just opens up my lungs. I'm a lot more alert.
There you go.
A crack a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, asthma totally frees you from asthma.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'm going to call it there because how do you top that? You don't. Thank you for listening.